This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, you know, today really, we want to toast a lot of the NFL teams that played games yesterday for some of the best games you could see. Obviously, Hawks fans devastated, lost to the Cardinals, but you cannot argue that that was a spectacular game. The Steelers, who I hate passionately, I don't like the Titans either. I just needed the Titans to win. The Titans didn't do it, but it was another great game. I hate the Bengals and the Browns. And even though both teams are really hard to watch on TV just because of their color schemes, I will say this, another great game, but one of the more fantastic games had to be the Atlanta Falcons and the Detroit Lions. And I know what you're thinking. Are you sure you understand football? Yes. It's not that they're good, but it was a very competitive game. This is two teams that do everything they can to pull victory out of the jaws of defeat. In this case, the Atlanta Falcons specifically, they keep finding new ways to lose. And yesterday they did it by scoring a touchdown. If you weren't aware, the Falcons were down 14-16 to the Detroit Lions, just over 1 minute left in the game. But they were down at the Lions' 10-yard line. They had first and goal. All they got to do is run up the clock, kick a field goal. Bingo, bango. It's that easy. Now, they should have run some time off the clock. That way the Lions couldn't even get the ball back. You know, that slow chokehold. You kind of just suck the life out of the other team. But that's not what happened. Instead, they called a running play to kill some time. Smart play. Keep in mind, Detroit Lions, they have no timeouts. Do a couple running plays. Well, turns out the Lions' defense isn't good enough to stop Todd Gurley. So he ends up busting through the defense, and he's charging toward the end zone. And at the last minute, he remembered, oh, yeah, I need to run out the clock. Just don't step it. Oh, damn it, man. You scored a touchdown. So Todd Gurley did technically what he gets paid to do, and he scored a touchdown. Now, even to give you an idea of how ridiculous this was, even the Lions players celebrated when Gurley scored. Like, their sideline erupts in celebration going, cool, they scored a touchdown because now we get the ball back. Keep in mind, they had no timeouts. They only had 65 seconds left on the clock. They had to drive 75 yards. And they did. And they ended up beating the Atlanta Falcons, who once again found an inventive way to F up a guaranteed victory. So you ask yourself, can you suck more than the Atlanta Falcons? No, you really can't. And I know you're thinking, well, what about the Jets? Yeah, but the Jets suck wholesomely. Mm-hmm. The Jets suck the way that you expected. There is no heartbreak with the Jets. They're not good when they take the field. You have no false confidence that they're going to win the game. You know they suck. The Jets know they suck. But the Falcons, oh no. Falcons fans, they tease you every week, and then they find a way to fail and do it in ways that have never been done before. So congratulations to the Atlanta Falcons for bringing a little levity and a little comedy to an otherwise really hard year. I appreciate them for that. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story. All right, let's talk to a man who I can tell he's a genius already just by his name. Hello, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome
Steve
to the men's room. Yes.
All right. The thrill is over the hill, though.
Yes, thrill over the hill. Thrill over the hill. It's getting there. Steve, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, fantastic. Then you know you have one of three categories to choose from. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in her food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'll do the old bite me thing.
Bite me.
Bite me it is.
All right.
Weird
Al. God, what a lyricist.
I know. All right, let's go to the fine state of Florida, where 39-year-old Alexi Stolfat, he's seeking a recall of McDonald's McNuggets, quote, to avoid massive consumer injuries. He's also looking for $1.1 million in part to cover the expenses for his dental injury. Back in May, he and his wife ordered McDonald's delivery via Uber Eats, and when they started eating, he allegedly felt something hard on the right side of his mouth, followed by what he calls unbearable jaw pain. He then pulled something out about an inch long out of his mouth, and for the next few days, he had a toothache and a headache. Eventually, he went to the dentist, and the dentist, according to him, discovered two micro cracks in his tooth. Now, he doesn't have dental insurance, he couldn't cover the expense, and he said it would take at least 6 months for him to get the tooth replaced. Now, keep in mind, he says he plans to donate most of the amount that he's seeking to charity after he pays for his dental expenses and keeps some for what he calls mental and emotional distress. My question is, what is he claiming to have found in his McDonald's McNuggets? Was it a human tooth, a chicken bone, a screw, or a chicken beak?
I'm thinking either a screw or a beak, but what's the Master Ted think?
I don't know. I'm kind of with you.
Yeah,
I mean, a chicken bone should make sense because it's a chicken nugget, correct?
Yes. Yes, typically boneless, but yes.
Right. But also, like, we all know those nuggets sometimes start as slime. So why would there actually be a chicken bone in there?
It's a great sales pitch.
Hey, I still like them.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right.
And what time of day was it?
I don't know. He just got it from Uber Eats. For whatever reason, I'm just assuming night, but I don't know.
I'm thinking the stuff was already in the chicken nugget when it was manufactured. So it's cooked already. You just got to heat it back up. So I don't know if that was a beak or a bone. Yeah.
I don't think it was a chicken bone, because I don't think you'd go to this craziness to want to recall all nuggets based on the fact that you know the chicken has bones. Granted, as you said, nuggets do not have it. They're not supposed to have it.
They're not supposed to.
But this is something that, in theory, you could say, I understand how this
I understand why there's a chicken bone in my chicken product.
Right. Sure. As far as a tooth goes, that is not supposed to happen. A screw could happen on the manufacturing line. That would, in fact, break the tooth. I think by the fact that he was so disgusted by all this, and he wants him to recall all nuggets, I think they found a tooth.
See, I think it's going to be a chicken beak.
Okay.
I'm going beak.
Beak, man.
I'm going tooth. Steve, what are you doing?
I'm going a piece of a metal screw thing from the manufacturing. And do you guys know Ben Dragvan? Well, he got married just a couple of months ago.
I do.
Ted was, in fact, at the wedding.
Oh, he was. No kidding. I didn't get invited. I'm his neighbor.
Well, Steve, that says a lot about you, doesn't it?
Well, it was supposed to be small because it was out in the desert.
It was, man. I'm top 30 now.
Yeah. Ted was there, just saying.
Oh, you made the top 30 list?
I did.
Oh, man, I wonder who they had to get rid of to keep you in there.
Steve, his neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. Steve, so sorry, man. You would have had a delicious salmon dinner.
If you know Benny, though, it was just a joke. Like, all right, you're top 30. Congratulations.
Steve, we're going to find out what was in this guy's food. Was it a tooth, a chicken bone, a screw, or a chicken beak next?
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Bite Me is the subject today on Profilers.
Eat it, eat it, get yourself an egg and beat it.
39-year-old Florida man, he wants $1.1 million from McDonald's after he'd bit into something in his chicken nugget. He wants McDonald's to recall all their chicken nuggets as he broke a tooth, $1,000,001. So the question is, what was in the chicken nugget? Was it a tooth, a chicken bone, a screw, or a chicken beak?
And Steve, that is the very question that we posed to you. What was found in the McNuggets? You went with the screw. You said, look, man.
I did.
Whoops, hang on. I have to insult you the right way. That's my bad. Yeah, sorry. It was not a screw. It was not a screw. Let's see. Miles, you went with a human tooth. And while I do agree, it should not be there.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
actually
sorry.
Glad it was not.
Me too, in many, many ways. And the testament came in with beak.
Why?
It was a chicken bone.
Just a chicken bone?
It was a chicken bone.
For crying out loud.
That's it, right.
All right. I mean, of course, it's chicken, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, right. It shouldn't be that odd.
Yeah,
I mean, it shouldn't be in there, right. But...
But, no, of but. All the things that it could have been, I feel like that's the best case scenario.
Exactly, because
I found something hard in my chicken. Mm-hmm. If it's a chicken bone, I can live with that.
Yeah, it's like finding a bone in your fish fillet.
Mm-hmm. You know where it came from. It came
unless
from the
it's
fish.
What if it's a chicken bone?
That would be weird.
Right.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Now, Thrill, I know you were just talking about it for Shot of the Day.
What's that?
The Falcons.
Oh!
The Atlanta Falcons. And the way that they lose games is kind of impressive.
The way this season has unfolded so far, you feel like they are acting out the script to a movie that someone wrote.
Right,
for the team that you're supposed to like by the end, but right now you realize they're nothing but a comedy of errors.
Right, because it was the Super Bowl. They were up, what, 28-3?
Yep.
And they blew that.
Yep.
And it seemed like their team never really recovered from that.
Nope.
But this year, they're going out of their way to lose games. Like honestly, you know what? I'll play the audio for you. Thrill talked about it, but you can hear the announcers even talking about when Gurley scores. Like, wait, was he supposed to?
Todd Gurley to the goal line. Touchdown! I think he thought about waiting and letting the clock run out.
Well, I don't think there's any question. I think he was trying to not get in, and Detroit wanted him to get in.
And you mentioned it. It is odd to see the Detroit players throwing up touchdown.
It's just, I understand the situation, but yeah, it was an odd thing to see. Like, the other team scores a touchdown, and then the other bench is high-fiving, and they're fired up to go onto the field, Ted.
Yeah, and I was watching Red Zone, and you know Scott Hansen. Like, hey, guys, like, there's a lot of time left on this clock.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and I get it. Like, you talk about it in the huddle, but I don't know who's right or wrong. Because it's like, for Gurley, that is his job to score points. But you have to imagine somebody in the huddle was like, hey, dude, don't score.
Right.
I think what happened, like I was saying to Miles, you know, muscle memory, you're a running back, you understand the situation, but they hand you the ball, everything in you is to run toward the goal line, right?
Right.
Detroit, Matt Patricia's called a play where essentially any one of us could have run into the end zone. But by the time the ball's in your hands and you're thinking about what it is you're supposed to be doing, you're at the goal line, and you see him struggle to not go in, but his momentum carried him over.
Right, and I was saying the same thing happened Saturday during college football. Penn State scored at the end, and Indiana was just like, go ahead in. Like, we don't care. And then they came back, and Penn State lost.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what, man? That's 2 weeks in a row where smart coaching decisions have led to the outcome of a victory.
Right, and it's not unheard of. It's rare. But, like, I remember the Pats did it years ago with Belichick, where they basically were like, yeah, just go in and score. Like, we need to save time.
There's a couple of things. When the Ravens were in the Super Bowl against the 49ers, I mean, they kind of had his dead-to-rights toward the end of the game. And basically, Harbaugh said, look, we're going to take a safety here. We're going to give him points and give him the ball back. But what I need you to do, hold him. Just hold the hell out. You lay on top of him. I don't care. And I want to say it took like 13 seconds off the clock, which worked in their favor.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing where the coach goes, look, here's the scenario. We're going to give away points. But just time-wise, man, we need to choke this at him.
Yeah, it was just wild. And again, Atlanta should be better than they are, but I can't help it. I was watching Red Zone just dying laughing when I saw that.
But if it were any other team, you go, I get it. But because it's the Falcons, and just routinely now, this is how they lose games. Like, Jesus Christ, guys.
It might be worth putting them in primetime, to be honest with you.
It would be.
Just to watch them lose?
Yeah. Because the games are good. Right. I mean, right? They don't really play bad games. They just can't win.
Speaking of entertaining games, I don't know what to say about that Seahawks game. It was a lot of fun to watch. That is one of the weirdest, craziest football games I've ever seen in my life.
It was. Basically, the entire second half into overtime. Mm-hmm. But I thought, like, man, I don't remember the last time I've been this engaged in a game. Right? I mean, just the back and forth. And I know the Hawks lost, but, I mean, the game itself, that was... The NFL would love for that to be their Sunday night game every week, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it seems like the NFC West is just going to be on Sunday night football every week.
You should. Yeah. Oh,
they're great
it.
Games. I mean, people are talking about DK Metcalf all day and running back and, you know, tackling that guy at the 5-yard line from the end zone. But, I mean, Tyler Lockett went off.
He had an unbelievable game.
I mean that's what everybody...
What do you have, 200 yards, yeah, three touches?
Yeah, the guy was insane.
Three touchdowns?
Right.
Like, just a great... Yeah. I mean, on paper, they should have been all right. Your quarterback throws for that many yards, that many touchdowns, a few interceptions.
Right.
But, you know, in theory, it should have been okay. But that's just not what the Seahawks do. It's exciting. You never know what's going to happen. You got Arizona missing kicks in overtime. I was like, this is it.
After hitting it?
Right. And they
right. After you hit it, then miss it.
I also wonder, would you, like, for somebody like me, when I watch games like that, now granted, I'm on a video call with a friend or two, but it's just one dude, right? And it's just like I get so fired up. I just wonder if, like, my neighbor upstairs is, I'm just like, ice him! You've got to ice him! Right. Like, call the timeout!
He's got a body in his bathtub, and he's icing it.
Right.
Honey, call the cops.
And I know you guys do the same thing, too, but it's like every penalty by the second half, you got to jump up and make the call yourself.
We have a fairly new neighbor, moved in about a month ago. I can assure you they are a Seahawks fan.
You can hear it.
I'm going to say they did not move in from out of state because I went out to grab a quick smoke, and I'm kind of looking through my window into the living room so I can see what's happening. And it's like a drop pass or something, but I just hear from this house across the damn! Like,
it was probably the penalty on Moore.
May have been.
Because that play was just like, that's kind of ticky-tacky. But, you know, I mean.
It wasn't kind of ticky-tacky. No, it was ticky-tacky.
Calls go both ways, but still. That was like, you kidding me, right? You called him for that?
But, you know, hey, Seahawks are 5-1. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
There are worse problems to have, for sure.
Yeah. It just happens. That division is so damn good.
Yep.
The Niners just.
Unlike the NFC East. Don't you wish you could, like, relegate? Like, I'll tell you what. We'll switch out. We'll bring Washington and Dallas. We'll bring them in the West, give you guys a little bit of a break, and we'll ship out San Fran in Arizona, right? And then go play in the East so that the East knows what it's like to play competitively instead of this garbage or passing off as football.
Right, because, I mean, the Lions would be leading the NFC East.
Think about it. That's all you need to know. Case closed. Your Honor, the Lions would be in first place.
No, sir, you heard me correctly. I said the Lions.
Yeah, the ones in Detroit, yes.
Division still gets a playoff spot based on being...
Just win your division.
Just win the division, right?
Correct, and I believe you get a home game. So that's
you
kind,
do.
See, that's kind of the issue, is a lot of people are like, listen, you win your division, I get it, you get in the playoffs, but you shouldn't get a home game.
I mean, shouldn't it be more like soccer, where it's just like you kind of push yourself up? Like, even if the top four teams are out of the NFC West, those are the four teams
I think
that go.
You make more money in the end with advertising doing it by division. And it frustrates people, but the truth is, like, look, Philadelphia is a major market. And at 5-11, they'll probably win their division going to the playoffs, but you watch. Right. And then keep in mind, there's some other team in the NFC that's going to be real happy that if they have to play on the road, they get to play in Philly.
Right, so I guess that's the argument I would make. I think it kind of sucks that a team, you're going to have a better record, you still got to go to their place and play.
Yeah.
Seems like Yeah, win your division, but you got a crappy record.
Yeah, you can get in the division, but you're not playing at home.
Right.
Because you suck.
It's like the AL East and baseball, man. Same difference.
Yeah. Let's see. Some other sports news from going on the weekend. UFC champ Khabib. Mike.
Nurmagomedov.
Oh, there was no chance you're getting that.
Madoff with what?
So he won his fight Saturday, which was crazy. They were over on Fight Island. So it was a wild start time. Like, I felt like the prelims were on early in the morning, and then I think that main event happened like 2 in the afternoon, which is just very...
I feel like it sounds like they need a they're like competition for like getting a girlfriend.
Fight Island. Yeah, she's mine. No, she's not. She's mine.
But after he won his fight, a very good submission win, he announced that he is retiring.
I want to say it was my last fight, and no way I'm going to come here without my father. When UFC called me about Justin... I talk with my father, my mother. She don't want to go fight without father, but I promise her it's going to be my last fight. And if I give my word, I have to follow this. I know only one thing, what I want from UFC. You guys have to put me on number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world because I deserve this. Undisputed UFC lightweight champion, 13-0. 13 in UFC, 29 in all my pro MMA career, you know. I think I deserve it.
Yeah, so his father had a heart condition that was complicated by COVID-19 and passed away recently.
Okay.
So then this was the fight. Obviously, when he beat McGregor a couple years ago, there was that there was a huge fight afterwards and this and that. So McGregor is always barking at him, but...
That's what he does.
Khabib is... In my opinion, I think he's the man. Like, he's a very good fighter, but, yeah, I guess he had promised his mom this would be the last fight. I mean, you know, fighters are always going to be a little more emotional.
Sure.
Especially right after you were just locked in a cage with a dude that you,
right,
you know what I mean, that you put to sleep. But it's just funny, even the guy he fought kept going on and on about how he'll never tap. So what did Khabib do? Put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry. No, you don't have to tap. Yeah. You know? He's not going to break his arms or anything, but like, yeah, all right, well, you know, he's the... best in the world, so that's what's going to happen.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And actually, that one caught me off guard.
How old is this guy, roughly?
What hour
like
is
mid-20s,
he?
20s, 30?
He is not... 32.
32, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you've ever seen him, he comes in this crazy blonde wig and this and that, but he's a very, very serious dude. And I think there's part of McGregor that's scared of him. I don't think he really wants to ever fight that dude again.
Sounds like he's not fighting anymore. Doesn't have to worry about it.
Well, this is the guy, you ever seen the videos when he's a kid and he's wrestling bears?
What?
He wrestled bears as a child.
My parents would have been very upset with me.
I had a much different childhood.
His parents encouraged it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You never seen any of these, like, hype videos? And
no.
It's like, here's our guy, he wrestles bears.
And the mom is worried that her little boy's going to get hurt.
Remember you had to wrestle bears?
Please make this the last fight ever. I don't want anything to happen to you. Come home, wrestle bears. Your cousins.
You're safe.
Jesus.
Come on.
Right. Exactly. Here, play with this loaded gun.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's wild. But yeah, very good fighter. Kelly Ripa, we all know her.
Mm-hmm.
Well... She was showing some throwback Halloween costumes. One of them, her husband, Mark, and his friend are dressed as Ponch and John from Chips.
All right.
California Highway Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
let me guess who her husband was.
I'm going to go John. No, Ponch.
Yeah, Markins. Yeah.
I just know the guy is Kelly Ripa's husband.
Right.
He's guest hosted with her a couple times when they were looking for people.
So his pants are very tight. It looks like something's happening in the, as they say, crotchal region. So people started commenting on the size of Ponch's gun and how lucky Kelly is. So the husband is like, listen, he's a humble dude. He's like, full disclosure, I believe that's definitely a shadow that's causing that bulging effect. Kelly doesn't mind bragging, though, because she replied, baby, are you seeing shadows? So, like, I like the dude's right. He was obviously Ponch. Like, just the shadows. Like, it's not that big. And then she comes in over the top like, he's got a hog. It's part of the reason I like him.
I've been together with him for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, I've been together for a while.
Yeah.
Why do we know who he is? Was he, like, on a soap opera or something?
She just talks about him all the time. I mean, he might have been somebody before he became her husband.
He might have been on a soap opera or something.
But
he's got that look.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a good-looking dude who's married to Kelly Ripa. So I just assume he was an actor at some point?
I would think so.
Yeah. Kelly Ripa, I bet. I think she's a tiny person, too.
That's what
I've
heard.
She is very small.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
She's like that Kristen Chenoweth?
Chenoweth? Kristen Chenoweth? Who'd you call her? Chenoweth?
Chenoweth. Hey, listen here, Chuckles.
Cheeto freak.
Sad news. The model for Disney Snow White, she died.
The model for what? The movie poster?
For the cartoon itself.
Okay. How old was this woman?
She was 101 years old.
Wow. Damn.
Marge Champion, which
Marge
is a great
Champion.
Name.
Champion.
That is a Hell phenomenal yeah. name.
I got to look at her.
Marge started her career dancing and acting in films in the late 30s. One of her gigs was to be the model for Disney's Snow White in the 1937 animated classic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Hmm. All right. I didn't realize it was that. Well, I mean, what was she, 20?
There she is, man. Right? So that was her, I guess, back in the day. That was her.
Beautiful one.
Damn, so it's 4 days ago.
Hmm. Yeah. It's, you know, like I said, I've met a lot of the princesses at Disney World. Like Cinderella, when you're at her castle, it's like, oh man, like
I don't know. She always the hottest one.
It's not that she's the hottest, it's that somehow it feels like you're meeting actual royalty. Like I don't know how to explain it.
Because you're in the castle.
Right, and it's like she comes out, she doesn't stay very long, she has like this chair she sits on, some dude comes out and like hits bells before but you're just like, oh my god, it's Cinderella.
What if she leaned into you? It's like, Dad. Only make $8.50 an hour. Give me that. You take me for drinks later. Would it ruin your buzz on
$8.50 an hour?
No,
they're paying me garbage.
I have a buddy that's
80 hours a week.
I have a buddy that's married to. I think she used to be a Cinderella.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just I don't know how to explain it. It's just weird.
I don't want a wedding.
When you meet Cinderella, you're like, holy cow, it's a real princess.
Let's elope.
What if she asks you, can you smell the booze on my breath?
Snow White, on the other hand, seems more of like a low key.
She's not the wild one.
No, I'm saying like I don't know, you know.
Like you have a one night stand with her.
Is she the blonde, basically, in this?
No, Cinderella's the blonde.
Yeah,
Snow White has dark hair.
Right, mm-hmm. That's okay.
But I'm just saying, like, yeah, when you meet Snow White, like, I don't know, you're outside. It was really hot and sweaty. It's like Snow White's a little more down to earth.
Okay,
but she's hanging out with seven dwarfs.
Mm-hmm. We know what's going on there.
Right.
I have a thing. I have a type.
Here's seven reasons why. Marge also was not just the model for Snow White. She did the same thing.
We are killing
for the dwarf Dopey.
Oh, no way.
Wait, what?
She modeled as Dopey?
The Blue Fairy in Pinocchio.
All right.
Wait, she modeled as Dopey? Yeah. So you're one, you know, you're one of Disney's beautiful princesses. I'm also a Dopey dwarf. Personal.
She was the hippo in Fantasia and Mr. Stork in Dumbo.
It's quite the diverse yes. resume.
Damn.
And she has a very famous stepdaughter.
Who's that?
Katie Sagal.
Oh, get out of here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, Katie on the show. Remember that back in the day?
Yeah, from Married with Children and Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
I'll be son of a bitch.
I tell you what, Marge, champion.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Detroit man accidentally buys two lottery tickets and gets $2 million winners. Meanwhile, a drunk man says that he's the son of God, throws mailboxes, and says that we are all sinners. Thieves going to visit Sunshine in Hell after stealing drones from a local nonprofit organization. Kentucky testing orange paint in construction zones, which could spread across the nation. And just know what you're doing if you try and steal a Tesla. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story, we go way down under, where a car thief made a handful of bad choices. The owner of a Tesla got an alert on her phone that her alarm was going off. After sending a friend to check on it, she found that her Tesla had been stolen.
They were able to pursue the car with another chase vehicle and enjoyed messing with the thieves, honking the horn, rolling down the windows, and even putting a speed limit on the car using the app on her phone. It was unbearable enough that the thief actually bailed out of the car in a nearby parking lot and stole a different car. Unluckily for him, he left his license behind as he hastily got out of the car and was dragged down.
Danny.
That is funny.
They're making it too easy to track these cars back down. They're making it more difficult to steal, which I love.
Right, good idea in general.
Exactly. So the problem is that all these car thieves are having to... Their market is getting smaller, right. If you catch my drift here.
Stick with the Toyotas.
I didn't know that they could do that much. I just knew that there was all these kinds of tracking devices within them. I mean, stealing a car with any kind of computer in it, I don't care if they got OnStar or not. You're going to be able to track the car down. Yeah, right. I also know that you can actually legit stop the car, turn it off, and then lock somebody inside of it until the police get there.
Sure.
Ooh. That's what I've heard. In other news, ready for this, Miles? Over in Detroit, a man is the lucky holder of not one, but two $1 million lottery tickets.
I could have done that. He played Mega Millions.
He did indeed. According to the story, he was using an app to play the game, buying himself a $2 ticket, but while he was saving his numbers, he accidentally bought a second ticket using the same numbers. That mistake paid off, as when he checked the winning numbers, he found out that he had two $1 million winners in his possession. He's going to buy himself a new house and save the rest.
Good for him.
So does he get $2 million, or does he split $1 million with himself? Or do we know?
No, he gets $2 million.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Two $1 million tickets, so yeah.
But he's still got to split it with himself.
Mm-hmm.
That part sucks, he does. But yeah.
Yeah, it's only proper.
He and the government.
What do they take? 30%? 25%?
First.
Oh, yeah.
Probably 35.
And they're going to hit you with that capital gains.
They're hitting you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, it's more money than you had to begin with.
Well, it's a nice problem to have, sure.
Okay. Moving on, more fun of being a cop. Officers in Pennsylvania got a call at 5 in the morning about a very intoxicated man. What they found when they got to the scene was two mailboxes laying in the middle of the road and a handle of vodka behind the suspect.
Sweet.
After questioning the woman that made the call, she said that she was woken up by his drunken screaming, saying, quote, skies are opening, and saying that he was the son of God. He also was also noted as saying, quote, beam me up, Scotty, and hear piggy piggy, before the officers arrived.
Ooh, he popped off with a hear piggy piggy?
Dang. Vodka.
He claims he didn't know how the mailboxes ended up in the streets and knew nothing about it, but he was nevertheless arrested.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there taunting people at 5 a.m.
Right.
Pissed drunk. Like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say he had something to do with the mailboxes.
Bad that at, you know, 2 in the morning, if you get busted doing something like this, okay, you're just a jackass. But busted way intoxicated at 5 in the morning, you okay, dude?
Yeah, I mean, right. It's 5 a.m. Like, he's putting in the work.
He's putting in the work. You need to talk to somebody.
Yes.
You need to get something off your chest. You all right?
You need a hug?
You need a hug, dude.
All right, go sleep for 8 hours and shower. Then we can get you a hug.
Put my mailbox back together. Oh. Earn your hug.
Right? And can you imagine owning that home? Yeah, that's not what you want to do at 5 in the morning.
No!
Like, oh, now we got to deal with drunk guy out there.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Officials in Kentucky are trying something new to help keep their construction workers safe. In order to make the drivers more aware that they are driving into a construction zone, they're experimenting with orange painted road lines. Their logic is that drivers have become accustomed to the normal signage of a construction zone, and this is hopefully going to break that up.
And not only that, but when they start a project, it takes them 5 years to finish it, so by the time they're done, the paint will wore off.
Exactly.
So wait, what is the theory here?
Basically, like,
so the orange construction signs and the flagger and the construction equipment, all that, the cones, the lanes getting narrowed down to one. Somehow in Kentucky, they've gotten used to that.
Right.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, I-5 through Tacoma.
Right.
It's just kind of used to it all set up there, so nobody slows down for it anymore.
That section's, for the most part, is pretty well done. Except for the part right by Emerald Queen, maybe.
Yeah.
But other than that, then when you get down to McCord, it starts turning into that crap show again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that construction was taking forever.
Yes.
Forever.
But I'm with you on this one, Steve. It's just, you're painting lines orange. It's not going to break it up that much. It's something new that you're going
to
see.
It's something new. Right, but if they ignore everything else, I would just assume they will continue to do it the Kentucky way.
If you're going
to
speed through a construction zone, you're going to speed through a construction zone.
Yes.
More fun for police officers. We go to Florida, of all places, where a man was seen seeing foreign entities. The man called 911 to report that he was seeing aliens, specifically little ones, flying low to the ground, and added that he didn't want to, quote, go Independence Day on them. Police were dispatched, and he was arrested for misuse of the 911 system.
Yeah, you know, call us when real aliens show up.
That's and the look, thing.
If you're going to go Independence Day on them, I think everyone on Earth would support that.
But here's the problem. You say, call us when real aliens are here. He did. Now, they just didn't exist because he was losing his mind. But, I mean, he's still...
I'm still working out the bugs.
Right. Mm-hmm. He still called him when he saw aliens. I'm just saying, if you're the dispatcher and you hear there's aliens here, you're automatically judging that person. I don't care how straight they sound.
Yeah, that's true.
You just stay right there. I'm going to come talk to you.
Hold tight. Hold tight.
Hold tight. Over in Ontario, police officers pulled a man over after he was caught speeding at 80 miles per hour. And what they found after they identified the man and ran his record was that he was shockingly not supposed to be driving. The man was such a bad driver that he actually had 8 lifetime bans on driving and still ignored the rules. And he's due in court with a ton of charges.
How can he not be in jail?
How can you That's have 8 lifetime bans? You can only get 1 lifetime ban per
anybody. You only have
anybody.
1 life.
Right. So... right. It didn't work the first 7 times you told him. Why did you even bother?
But are you going to put somebody in jail for driving despite 8 lifetime bans?
Yes.
Is that a lock-em-up offense?
I think after the 3rd strike.
If I call it a lifetime ban, then yes.
That's fair. Just
I mean, what's the threat?
Right.
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as we're joined by Ryan Castle once again from his danger. His basement dungeon studio, and we will sit and spin.
Yes, indeed we will. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.